This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Watching a lot of Bills games, the way it felt watching him was like, you get a sack, you'd be like, oh, there's Floyd. It wasn't, you know, a Nick Bosa situation where you're like, dude, that dude's crushing the pocket or that dude's all over the place. It was, hey, oh, wait, there's Leonard Floyd, he got a sack. Kind of like one of those things, which, again, I'm not going to say I've watched a million Leonard Floyd snaps. I've watched more recently this past year. When you're looking at those win rates and things like that and pressure percentage, maybe it's kind of the player he is, you know, where you're going to be like, oh, hey, there he is. But he has been productive. So that's a little concerning. What else is concerning to me? And again, this is just, you hear the news, your brain works. This is the fun part of being a fan and having a talk show and doing things like that. When I think of the Niners again, are you all in again for 2024? Well, we've been saying this is a year that's going to be sort of retooling and trying to go all in. This move to me is negative on both sides, and I'll tell you why. One, and again, the offseason is not done. This is not done. So I'm not saying, right, like, oh my God, the sky is falling. No. But if Arik Armstead is gone, you're worse on the defensive line today than you were yesterday, 2 days ago, or whatever it is, even with Floyd being better on the edge, because Arik Armstead is that damn good. He really is. If you don't think that, you're not watching the games. Arik Armstead is a hell of a football player. And I know he's been hurt the past couple of years, and I know all those things. But if you're trying to run it back for another year while trying to retool, he was only on the year going to be on the team for another year anyway. But now you don't have him this year. Second reason why I'm kind of like, what the fuck, a little bit. Again, I'd like it for 2024, but just overall. And let's see how the draft goes. Let's see what else happens. We have no idea what's going to happen. But this is a Band-Aid. So you get a Hunter. You have him for 3 years. You get a Bryce Huff, who the Eagles got, right? Maybe you have him for 4 or 5 years. Just somebody like that is going to be on the team for a few years. This is just a year. So then in 2025, again, we're like, well, now what do we do? In the 49ers, if you're telling me they're not going to make another big splash, and they might not, you're right. What's the starting defensive line right now? Bosa, Hargrave, who is 32 years old and one-dimensional. He's not a good run defender. Mm-hmm. Floyd is 32 years old. And Khalil Davis?
Right now, yeah.
Right now? And even if you had DJ Jones, like you said in there, what are you doing on third downs? You know, DJ Jones is pretty much a two-down player, right? I mean, he's phenomenal. He can rush. The DJ Jones can rush the passer. He's incredibly athletic. But, you know, you think of, you know, the 2019 Niners when you have D Ford and Armstead and Buckner and Bosa and, you know, those kind of packages. That's like, holy shit, that's a defensive line. This one, to me, it still worries me. They still need more depth. They said they might resign Javon Kinlaw. Okay, I'm glad he had a good year, but again, he's got knee issues. He only had one good year, and it was in a contract year. I don't feel super great about that long term. So, you know, I don't know. This is one of those moves, again, not a bad move, a good move to 2024. But at the same point, I'm kind of like, I got to see what the rest of the pieces of the puzzle are here. And they're to come. But this one initially, I'm like, all right, Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, and that's, but you got also, I think one of the things that we forget about, Hunter is going to turn 30 during the season next year. So Danielle Hunter isn't young either. He'll be on the wrong side of 30 during the season next year, or at
you
least
could say 3 years. Like you had three years with him, I feel like.
Yeah. And that could be the case, but yeah, we talked about this being a very pivotal offseason, and I honestly, if they release Eric Armstead, I don't understand the move, and it doesn't make them better now. And it doesn't really make them better moving forward, because Armstead was going to be gone anyway. So that's where the move is really, really kind of an interesting and weird move to me. Because again, you know, the dead cap on Armstead is massive. And so, you know, if they do it as post June 1, like I said, that doesn't help them. It doesn't really help them for this season. And if this is the season that you're running it back, you're, like you said, you're making yourself worse, unless they're in on somebody else, like a DJ Reader. DJ Jones is not, that's not a replacement for Eric Armstead.
No.
You know,
and we love DJ Jones. I love
correct. He's a depth piece and a tremendous depth piece. And if they can find, and that's the thing is Denver released him. And so, you know, they owe him money, just like, you know, they're paying Russell Wilson to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I think is hysterical, but, and the Steelers visit Denver this year. So if the Steelers come in and win, or if Russ leads the Steelers to the playoffs, which is in my opinion, a definite possibility, just because that Pittsburgh team is always good on defense, can run the ball. Yeah. Tough division, but regardless, I don't know that they'd have to give DJ Jones a ton of money, and he might be willing to come for a year, you know, and get paid from Denver. And, you know, there's just offset language in there where the 49ers, if they sign him for the vet minimum, then they pay him that. And then Denver has to pay him the rest. But if you release a guy like Eric Armstead, there's got to be another move that you have coming down the pipe. That's the only thing that I keep thinking is, there has to be another move. You have to be ready to pivot somewhere else, because you are severely diminishing the one area of the team that you continue to talk about being the area that's most important to you. And that's the defensive line. So that's where I'm like, we just have to have some patience. We have to see kind of what transpires, because like I said, I'm hard pressed to think that they're willing to move on from Armstead, injuries and all, if there isn't somebody of either close to equal or more production than Armstead. Because Armstead is important to this team, not just for what he does, but what he means to his teammates, his locker room presence, his leadership,
huge. Great point.
That's a big, big loss. And so again, if you're not, If you're making that move, you have to have something in mind. Otherwise, it's just a void in leadership and on the field. And it just doesn't feel like that is what we've seen from this regime. And so, like I said, I have to think that there's another move. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's Leonard Floyd. I don't think they are releasing Eric Armstead in order to sign Leonard Floyd. That's definitely not what they're doing. So I'm just interested to see what it is. And is it a move that's not on the defensive line? Is it a move in the secondary? Is it a move on the offensive line? Right? Like, I don't know. But again, that money that you're freeing up from him doesn't help you right now in free agency. So it's just really weird timing. And nobody has come out and really talked about like, why. And I think part of that is because they haven't actually made the move yet. That's the other thing we gotta keep in mind. They have not made that move yet. We heard rumors, it's been reported, but like I said, Mayoko tweeted out nothing. The 49ers have not made any transactions to turn into the league office. which again, Leonard Floyd wouldn't be one of those. That doesn't mean that Leonard Floyd isn't going to sign. You can't sign anybody right now until Wednesday, right? This is legal tampering.
Right.
This is just you're negotiating and then, you know, agents are putting it out there. So Leonard Floyd wouldn't have been a transaction anyway. What Mayoko is talking about specifically is the release of Eric Armstead.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And you alluded to what he does in the locker room. You know, we saw that video whenever it was with the other D linemen talking about him when he was, I think it was for the Man of the Year award he was nominated for. And just emotional, what they mean, what he means to them and what he does for them and everything else. They were just really, really emotional about it. So yeah, he is a presence that's going to be tough, you know, to replace in that locker room with that core, right? We keep talking about the core, but Buckner was a huge presence too when they moved on from him. I mean, Buckner was huge in the locker room and they made that move there. So yeah, Brian, we'll see. That's most we could say right now is we'll see with this. Again, you have to trust them that they know what they're doing. They've made good moves in the past. They've had one of the best rosters in the NFL for, you know, the last 5 years or whatever it's been. So got to trust them on it. But still, the wheels are turning, right? Fans are thinking right now, how is this puzzle going to look at the end of the day? So let's get into it. Well,
I'll say a little bit of breaking news while we're here. This came out a couple minutes ago. But the 49ers have officially tendered Juwan Jennings with a one-year tender at the second round level, meaning that if he were to explore free agency and another team would sign him, the 49ers would get that team's second round pick. It carries a price tag of $4.89 million. Obviously, that really what they're doing is just giving themselves time to negotiate with him. And I would I would imagine, you know, a probably like a three-year extension. But it looks like Juwan Jennings won't be going anywhere because, again, I don't think any team is going to sign him to give up their second round pick. So it sounds like Juwan Jennings will be back in San Francisco.